This is the QRR3 mock, but for just 3.5 minutes, the balance of the article that I just stamina'd you at. New word there, stamina'd. Okay, ready. It will have to keep the suitcases cold by topping them up with dry ice. Once the vaccine is removed, it can be kept in a regular fridge between 2C and 8C, but only for 5 days. All those inoculated will need 2 shots, 3 weeks apart. Despite the potential roadblocks, Professor Calico is optimistic the vaccine will work and help end the pandemic. Her confidence rests in the power of mRNA itself. She said that trial volunteers were entirely clear of the virus, even in their noses, suggesting the vaccine would work to stop transmission as well as symptoms. When they checked out the cohort, they found nothing, no virus in the nose. So that means it is very effective, because if people will not get anything in their nose, they are not spreading coronavirus, she told The Telegraph. If further data backs up these early observations, it could have implications for vaccine distribution strategies, perhaps pointing towards vaccinating the young to slow the spread of the disease. Regulatory hurdles still have to be overcome. Pfizer has received UK approval, but now awaits the green light from US and EU. Assuming no flaws in the results, it is likely that emergency licences will be granted based on a balance of risk against benefits. What is perhaps less clear, given that the vast bulk of it in trials were under 65, is if the early licences will extend to older groups from the start. Britain's regulator, the MRHA, is now independent of the European Medicines Agency, EMA, but is likely to want to remain in line with it and the US Food and Drug Administration. Discord between regulators would not be good for vaccine confidence, Professor Calico believes, though, that the mRNA vaccine could be the safest available. Although the technology is untested, it is said by experts to be cleaner than conventional vaccine technologies, as the mRNA code quickly degrades, leaving nothing behind. Professor Calico agrees. Everything disappears. The viral protein disappears, leaving only the antibody, she said. She added that the proof of concept is a dream come true. But after years working diligently behind the scenes, the current exposure is a lot to handle. Of course not. I could never have imagined the spotlight on this technology, said a smiling Professor Calico via Zoom, adding that the pandemic has elevated interest. I have not prepared for the limelight. But now, unlike the 1990s, her excitement about the future possibilities is not a minority opinion. This is a vindication of the mRNA approach. It's the first positive phase 3 results for any RNA product ever, said the chief executive of the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, CEPI. It opens up a whole new class of therapies and vaccines as the world grapples with how to reduce the risk of future epidemics or pandemics. These are going to be critical, critical tools, he said. Others have added that Professor Calico, along with her colleague Professor Weissman, deserve a Nobel Prize in Chemistry for their all-important breakthrough in the mid-2000s. If anyone asks me whom to vote for some day down the line, I would put them front and centre. Derek Rossi, co-founder of Moderna, told Stat News and the Boston Globe last week. That fundamental discovery is going to go into medicines that help the world.